House Speaker Kevin McCarthy could face a vote today that might cost him his job. Republican Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida has followed through on a threat to McCarthy's leadership and taken the first step toward removing him. He's filed what's called a motion to vacate. The challenge follows the weekend deal with Democrats to avert a government shutdown.
If Kevin McCarthy works for Democrats and utilizes Democrats in order to keep power, that would be consistent with everything we've seen from him. And we need someone who can connect the most conservative features of our conference to the most moderate features of our conference.
If Speaker McCarthy can't find consensus within his own party, he could look to votes from Democrats to save his job. Massachusetts Representative Catherine Clark is House Minority Whip. She joins us now. Representative, what would it take for you to get behind Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker?
Well, I can tell you how House Democrats are looking at this. What we are witnessing is a full-scale civil war in the House GOP. And we are going to make a decision, maybe as early as this morning, on how to move forward. And we are going to make that decision the way that we look at everything we do in the House. What is the best way to make progress for the American people? That is our touchstone, and that's how we're going to evaluate how to move forward with this critical vote on Speaker McCarthy.
You said as early as this morning that you might move forward. What kind of concessions would your party be looking for in exchange to helping McCarthy keep his job?
We're going to come together this morning as a Democratic caucus for family discussion on how to proceed. But what we are looking at is a situation where Kevin McCarthy has eroded any trust that he had going forward. That is the backdrop as we look at back at how he came into power by catering to Marjorie Taylor Greene and the most extreme factions of his conference. And who has been left out of this are people at home who are worried about the GOP's attacks on Social Security, on our public schools, on the freedom of reproductive rights in this country. And we've seen this. We've already seen Kevin McCarthy and the House GOP bring us to the edge of a cataclysmic default on our economy that could have plunged us into a global recession. Kevin McCarthy made a deal that he has never lived up to.
So if he has eroded trust, as you said, would you be able to trust him to make a deal with him to keep him in his position?
You know, that is, we are going to have to see if and when Kevin McCarthy offers something. But it is hard to trust someone who had a negotiation with the President of the United States, signed a deal, 314 of us, already voted on that in a bipartisan way, and he walked away.
So he hasn't offered anything yet. McCarthy has not offered your caucus anything yet.
To the best of my knowledge, he has not.
Okay. The temporary resolution that passed last weekend does not include any money at all for Ukraine. Will Democrats make Ukraine a must-have provision for any future spending deal that still has to happen?
You know, we are very concerned that the House GOP catered to the pro-Putin caucus in their party and left behind the fight for this democracy. And we are clear-eyed that when we are helping Ukraine fight for their survival as a sovereign nation, we are helping our national security and our democracy. So this is very much going to be part of the discussions, because it's critical to remember that the stopgap measure that we passed only extended the federal budget for 45 days. So in mid-November, we are going to be right back at this negotiation.
Part of the discussion or a deal breaker for Democrats?
It could be both. What we are urging is that Kevin McCarthy bring up a standalone bill. We had one in the House, and that allowed us to make sure that we were getting support. We know the votes are there if they'll bring it to the floor.
All right, that's Massachusetts Democrat Catherine Clark, the minority whip in the House. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.